It is a great pleasure.
Es una gran alegría.
It is great pleasure for me to be here tonight.
Para mí estar acá esta noche.
As far as I know, tonight, most of you serve the Lord in the church.
Acuerdo con la información que tuve, la mayoría de vosotros sirven al Señor en la iglesia.
And you are involved with the work of God. And especially in the church, you really serve the Lord. So tonight, I'd like to share with you two points which are in my heart. According to the Bible, on the one hand, the church is the household of God.
De acuerdo a la Biblia, por un lado, la iglesia es la casa de Dios.
So in the Old Testament,
entonces, en el Antiguo Testamento,
we have been given a picture,
nos he dado una figura,
that is the temple of God.
El templo de Dios.
And you remember how our Lord said, I will build my church.
Podemos recordar como el Señor dijo, yo edificaré
upon
mi iglesia.
This rock.
Sobre esta roca.
Now, there is another side of the church.
The
Bible says the church is the body of Christ. Now, if we really understand the household of God, and if we really understand the body of Christ, now our vision definitely will govern our work. So I would like to share with you tonight. Now, if we really see the church is house of the God, house of the God. Now, if we really see that Christ built his church, then I think we will learn some important lessons. How can we collaborate with our Lord in his building work? And on the other hand, if we really see the church is the body of Christ, then we also will see in what way we can contribute to the body of Christ. So let us turn to Matthew chapter 16 again. Matthew chapter 16. Verse 18. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
Y yo también te digo que tú eres Pedro, y sobre esta roca edificaré mi iglesia, y las puertas del Hades no prevalecerán contra ella.
Now we know that's the word of Christ himself. He said, I will build my church upon this rock. We already mentioned last Sunday when our Lord mentioned this phrase, when our Lord made this statement. Actually, he was facing a city called Caesarea Philippi. And with his disciples, actually, they are observing from a distance the city of Caesarea Philippi. And that city actually was a Roman city. It was built surrounding a very important rock at the foot of Mount Hermon.
Que fue construida cerca de una gran roca que estaba al pie del Monte Hermón.
So, from a distance,
entonces, de lejos,
when our Lord said, "I upon this rock I will build my church,"
cuando nuestro Señor dijo, "Sobre esta roca edificaré mi iglesia,"
no doubt this rock refers to himself.
Sin duda, él refiere a sí mismo.
It also refers to the great confession of Peter.
Pero también se refiere a la gran confesión de Pedro.
However, because our Lord brought his disciples to the district of Caesarea Philippi.
No entanto, porque nuestro Señor trajo a sus discípulos al distrito de Caesarea de Filipos.
So the Lord really can use the real background there to try to reveal something of his secret. Now, we already mentioned the city wall of Caesarea Philippi. The city wall. City wall. Yeah. Now, city wall actually was built surrounding that rock. Now, why our Lord said, "Upon this rock I will build my church"? Of course, that rock refers to Christ. Now, that's the great confession of Peter. So, our Lord said to Peter, now, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. So in another word, this is the revelation from the Heavenly Father. From the foundation of the world, there was a secret in the heart of the Father. Then he revealed that secret to Peter. So that's a wonderful story. Because now our Father, Heavenly Father, tried to disclose his heart, the secret of his heart, to Peter. So when the Heavenly Father opened that veil, and then Peter saw Christ. That's why Paul said, Christ is the mystery of God. But then our Lord said, "I also say to you." Our Father already said to you. Our Father already revealed his secret to you. Now, I also have a secret. Not only our Heavenly Father told you, I also say to you. So then our Lord opened his heart. And then we discover the church is the mystery of Christ. So in Paul's letter, we discover how Paul spelled that out in a very clear way. Christ is the mystery of God. Church, the church is the mystery of Christ. If we can penetrate into the heart of the Heavenly Father, we will see Christ. If we are able to penetrate into the heart of our Lord, we will see the church. Now that's the mystery of the whole universe. Christ and his church.
Cristo y su iglesia.
So if someone really sees Christ and his church,
si alguno en verdad ve Cristo y su iglesia,
now actually it pleased God who revealed the secret of the universe to him.
En verdad, complació a Cristo revelar el secreto del universo a él.
And this definitely will govern our work.
Y esto va a gobernar nuestra obra.
We remember how Paul was faithful to the Lord.
Nos acordamos como Pablo ha sido fiel al Señor.
He said, I never disobey my heavenly vision.
Él dijo, yo nunca he sido desobediente a la visión celestial.
And that vision he saw on the way to Damascus.
Y esta visión es la visión que Pablo vio en el camino hacia Damasco.
Now, in that vision,
en esa visión,
and Paul was not only saw Christ,
Pablo no solamente vio Cristo,
he also saw the church.
Ellos también han visto la iglesia.
So now we discover.
Entonces ahora descubrimos.
The universe is almost like a riddle.
El universo es como un enigma.
For unbelievers, they just don't know the secret or the mystery of the universe.
Para los que no son creyentes, ellos simplemente no conocen el misterio o los secretos del universo.
Then you remember in chapter 16.
Entonces vamos a acordarnos en capítulo 16.
One day, our Lord took his disciples.
Un día, nuestro Señor llevó sus discípulos
to a place,
para un lugar,
near the foot of Mount Hermon.
Cerca del pie del Monte Hermon.
And they were brought to the upper stream of Jordan River.
Y fueron llevó sus discípulos a la fuente del río Jordán.
So now here they are able to. They are able, they are now, here now they encounter the source of Jordan River.
Y allí ellos encontraron la fuente del río Jordán.
Our Lord has to take them to the beginning.
Nuestro Señor tendría que llevarlos para el comienzo.
Our Lord has to take us to the riverhead.
Nuestro Señor tendría que llevarlos a la fuente.
Because now our Lord is about to reveal his secret to his disciples.
Y ahora el Señor iba a revelar secretos a sus discípulos.
Strictly speaking,
hablando estrictamente,
if you check with the history of mankind,
si uno compara con la historia de la humanidad,
now the first time in history of mankind,
por la primera vez en la historia de la humanidad,
our Lord Jesus,
nuestro Señor Jesús,
revealed the mystery of the universe to mankind.
Reveló el misterio del universo a la humanidad.
So from this chapter,
entonces a partir de este capítulo,
now we are so privileged.
Tenemos un privilegio tan grande.
We are so pleased to see that how Christ is the center of the universe.
Tenemos el gran privilegio de ver cómo Cristo es el centro del universo.
But more than that,
pero más que eso,
if we receive the revelation from Christ,
si nosotros recibimos la revelación de Cristo,
and then you have heard the statement.
Entonces oímos la frase.
The Lord said, upon this rock I will build my church.
Él dijo, sobre esta roca edificaré mi iglesia.
So this is a wonderful statement.
Es una afirmación maravillosa.
This tells us,
nos dice,
our Lord, while he was on earth,
que nuestro Señor, cuando estaba sobre la tierra,
he not only will die for us on the cross,
pero no solamente iba a morir por nosotros en la cruz,
accomplished the work of salvation.
Para completar la obra de salvación,
then he will go one step further.
Pero iría un paso más adelante.
He said, upon this rock, I will build my church. And what rock was that? Now we know very well. Actually, many, many years ago. Because in that area was a volcano area. And one day, there was a terrible earthquake.
Aconteció un terrible terremoto.
And probably because of the explosion of the volcano.
Y probablemente por la explosión del volcán.
So that piece of huge rock at the foot of Mount Hermon, because of the shaking, that rock of ages has collapsed for you and collapsed for me. And because of that earthquake, and that rock has been collapsed for us. Originally, the water is in the mountain head. After the snow being melted, the water really comes down to the mount foot.
El agua baja hasta el pie de la montaña.
But now you find that rock become that rock become the hindrance to that water.
Pero aquella roca era un obstáculo para que el agua pudiera pasar.
But one day,
pero un día,
because that rock has been cut for us.
Porque aquella roca fue partida por nosotros.
So the water from Mount Hermon really penetrates through the rock.
El agua del Monte Hermón pasó a través de la roca.
Then it became the riverhead of Jordan River. And our Lord used this background to tell disciples, upon this rock I will build my church. So then you understand why then our Lord tried to review the cross to these disciples. Now this great revelation, not only for us to see that Christ is center of the universe, and the church is very close to the heart of Christ. And then our Lord will show us the cross. Finally, the kingdom. So in this single chapter, actually we encounter the core of the whole revelation of the Bible. If you try to enter into the core of the revelation of the whole Bible, you will find four great major truths. Christ, the church, the cross, and the kingdom. You see, in this chapter, our Lord just summarized the whole Bible, the Word of God. If you want to know what the Bible says, then our Lord revealed to us four major truths. That's wonderful revelation. Then why cross? Because he said, upon this rock I will build my church. What does that mean? Now one day he will die for us on the cross. And you remember how our Lord cried out on the cross, my God, why you have forsaken me? Because at that time our Lord took your sin and my sin upon himself. He take our place, all the sins of the world upon our Lord. So when Heaven the Father saw his Son on the cross, and he saw all our sins upon him, and because God is God of justice, so we know that how the wrath of God fall upon his Son. Now, brothers and sisters, and because of that, the rod of wrath upon our Lord. And we know that he is a rock of ages. When that rod of wrath was upon our Lord, and then that rock was cleft from his side. Not only blood, also water came out of his side. Now you remember the story of Adam. How God took something from the side of Adam. Then the Eve was formed. Now the same thing. When our Lord died for us on the cross, on one hand, because of our sins, the blood is forgive, is to forgive and is to cleanse. But more than that, he said, I will build my church upon this rock. So when that rock of ages collapsed for us on the cross, now the water really come out. And now the church is born. So brothers, now you understand. It cost the life of our Lord Jesus. Not to die on the cross as our Savior. It also cost the life of our Lord Jesus. And then you find that rock has been cracked. And the church will be born. So brothers, if you really see this vision, then you know the church is not just an organization. If church is mere organization, if you are good organizers, then you know how to work with the church. If the church is only an institution, if the church is only congregation, if the church is only tradition, now it's much easier for us to work as a worker. Now, as a worker of God, as a co-worker with Christ, the more we work in the church, then you have to remember, we need a vision. Only our vision will govern our work. Why Paul was greatly used by God himself? He said, I never disobey the heavenly vision. While he was involved with the building of God, no doubt, he has given himself up for the Lord. But while he was working, the vision always control and govern Paul himself. So I think this is very important. If we really see the church is the house of God. And God said, and the Lord said, upon this rock I will build my church. Now that's his church. And our Lord is a master builder. But thank the Lord. By His grace, we are His co-workers. So it is our privilege. We may serve the saints in this way. But let us remember, it was Peter who saw that vision. It was the disciples who saw that vision. Now later, when Peter wrote his letter, he still remembered vividly what the revelation of our Lord Jesus to his disciples. So, brothers and sisters, now if you study Pete's letters of Peter, when Peter recall and look back, he still remember vividly the word of Christ. Upon this rock, I will build my church. And then, brothers, when he was meditating upon the word of God, word of our Lord, and now, somehow Holy Spirit opened his eyes. So if we go back through the letter of Peter, then the revelation of Christ in chapter 16 of Matthew become even more clear. So let us turn to 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 2. Verse 4. And coming to him as to a living stone, elected, rejected by men, for choice and precious in the sight of God.
Acercándonos a él, tierra viva, desechada ciertamente por los hombres, mas para Dios escogida y preciosa.
Verse 5.
Verso 5.
You also as living stones.
Vosotros también como piedras vivas.
Are being built up as a spiritual house.
Edificado como casa espiritual.
For a holy priesthood.
Y sacerdocio santo.
Now, if we compare the saying of Peter
ahora, si comparamos esta frase de Pedro,
and the revelation of Christ on chapter 16
of Matthew,
the Lord said, upon this rock I will build my church.
Dijo, sobre esta roca edificaré mi iglesia.
And then according to this verse,
entonces,
verse 4,
verso 4,
coming to him as to a living stone. Now we know that rock refers to Christ. Now, according to Peter's interpretation, that rock is a living stone. And rejected by man, but choice and precious in the sight of God.
Mas para Dios escogida y preciosa.
So Christ not only rock.
Entonces Cristo no solamente la roca.
Christ actually the living stone.
En verdad es la piedra viva.
But there is something interesting here.
Entonces,
and you also as living stones.
Vosotros también como piedras vivas.
Are being built up as a spiritual house.
Y edificado como casa espiritual.
So when God, when Christ built his house. Now he will build his house upon this rock. But not only that rock. That rock as a living stone. But we are also living stones. All the members of the body of Christ are the living stones. You see that? And so this tells us Christ is that rock. But now when God, Christ built his church. Now this living stones ought to be built up together. So now something interesting. Because Christ is the living stone. And we are also living stones. What does that mean? He is a rock. But we are only a small piece of a living stone. Hew out of that rock. You see that? Now the source is that rock. But now somehow the word of God, then this small piece was hewed out of that rock. And then we are the living stones. And then we'll be built up as a spiritual house. What does that mean? Now Peter is very clear. He compared the church of Christ with the temple of God on the Mount of Moriah. Now if we know the geography very well, now you understand. The whole Mount of Moriah actually is a huge rock. Now if you have opportunity to go to Jerusalem, now if there is a way for you to see the bedrock, now you discover something. Now the temple is built on Mount Moriah. But Mount Moriah is just like a Manhattan. If you go to New York, Manhattan. Now, Manhattan actually is just a piece, huge rock. Now, the same thing with Mount Moriah. It is a huge rock. He is a living stone in the sight of God. But then, when when people of Israel,
when
they build their temple,
now
where do they get that rock? Where do they get those stones? Now I have to remind you something. Now if you have visited Jerusalem, now even those small piece of stones, sometimes it's almost like from here to all the way to the wall, these huge stones. So remember, now in Jerusalem, when the temple of God is being built, now that stone is not small stone, no. Sometimes as big as this table, sometimes as big as this this part of the house, the building, especially the cornerstone. You just cannot imagine how big is that stone. So for many years, archaeologists wonder where Solomon got his stones. They probably thought most likely the stones were from Lebanon. But somehow, for many reasons, it is almost impossible. So finally, now they studied their Bible. They studied the Old Testament. They turned to the first king. Let us turn to the first king. First King, one second. I think it's sorry, it's not chapter 6 verse, what verse?
Oh, 8.
Verse 8. No.
6, 7?
No. Let me see.
Is it 6, 7?
6. Oh yes, 7. Yes, that's right. Sorry. And the house, while it was being built, was built of stone prepared at the quarry. And there was neither hammer nor axe, nor any iron tool heard in the house while it was being built.
De tal manera que cuando se la edificaban, ni martillos ni hachas se oyeron en la casa, ni ningún otro instrumento de hierro.
Now this verse really opened the eyes of archaeologists. Because it tells us that the house, while it was being built, was built of stone prepared at the quarry.
Porque dice que la casa artificada con piedras sacadas de una mina.
And there was neither hammer nor axe nor any iron to her in the house while it was being built.
De tal manera que cuando edificaron ni martillos ni axes se vieron en la casa.
Now, where is the stones? Where are the stones? Now, where is the quarry? Now, suppose this is the temple mount. And suppose the temple is here. Now, actually, suppose the temple is here.
Supongamos que el templo está aquí.
And then where do you get the huge stones? So today we are much clearer. Because archaeology they discover. If you go further north, then you will come to the Mount Golgotha. Now where is the place? Where is the place our Lord died for us on the cross? So near the gate Damascus. And our Lord died for us outside of the gate. But then they discover, just near the gate of Damascus. But don't forget, let me try to describe to you. Jerusalem actually can be divided into two parts. You have Eastern Mountain, you have Western Mountain. Then you have a great valley between these two mountains. Now this East Mountain is from the south to north. Now from the south it begins from the valley of Kidron. So then you can imagine this is the whole piece of rock or Mount Moriah just from the south gradually to the north. Now when the part which is very close to the valley is called Mount Zion. Mount Zion is the lowest hill in that area. So then you climb more up. Then you will come to the Mount Moriah proper. Then the Temple of Solomon was built there. But remember, this mountain is even going up. If you go further north, it's always further up. Then you will cross the gate of Damascus. Now Paul took that gate. And from there he went to Damascus. Then outside of the gate, you have the hill of Golgotha. And our Lord died for us there. So just near Golgotha, or near the gate of Damascus. Now this all piece of Mount Moriah. Do you see that? Do you see the picture? So that means this whole piece of rock. Now, according to archaeology discovery, near Golgotha, indeed within the mountain, there was a quarry. Now today we know that this is the quarry of Solomon. And then if you really enter into that quarry, that quarry is very huge. So that means this quarry is deep inside of that high mountain. And then the worker at that time. Now from this huge rock. And then according to the design. They cut many stones in different shapes. And when they cut it. According to the plan.
According to the plan.
So even today, if you visit the quarry, you still can see something left behind, the hole left behind. You see, when they cut it, they cut it just according to the blueprint. Now you understand. We are living stones. You out of that great living stone. In a dark place, which is near Golgotha, which is near the cross, and then something was going on in that mountain. Outward, the world did not see the work. But in secret and in darkness. Now somehow this living stone are being formed. And each stone very, very heavy. You see that? Now, when they build up together, they don't use glue, they don't use anything, they do use cement to put them together. No, you don't need that. Because the weight of each stone will be upon another stone. They don't need cement at all. By mere weight of the stone. What graphitely they will be built up together. Then there's one question. Now suppose the temple is here. So all the stone has to move from near Golgotha. So how the stone finally come to this area? Now, very interesting. Because it is like this. The mountain is like this. So when they got those living stones, then they use gravity. Then all these stones will be sliding from a higher place to the lower place. And finally, they will be built up together. Now, according to the verse we have just read, now in the first King, verse 7, and the house while it was being built was built of stone prepared at the quarry. So this stone, these living stones are prepared. They were cut according to the blueprint. They were cut out of the same rock. They have the same nature. The nature of this living stone is just like the original rock. So each of them will be cut out of this whole rock. So then all the rock will prepare very well. And there was neither hammer nor axe nor any iron to hurt in the house while it was being built. So finally, when those rocks, living stones, when they push from the higher place, sliding to the lower place, and then when they're being built up, there was neither hammer nor axe nor any iron to hurt in the house.
Entonces, ni martillo ni hacha que hubiera en la casa, ni ningún otro instrumento de hierro.
Because while they have been built together,
porque en cuanto estaban siendo edificados juntos,
no more hammer,
no martillo,
no more iron tool,
no hacha,
no more axe,
ni ningún otro hacha.
Do you see that?
No,
hammer, axe, and iron tool. So because of that, now when they really reached Mount Moriah proper, while they are being built up together, then no one heard the sound of hammer or axe or any iron tool. Yes.
Sí.
You will hear the voice of hammer and axe and iron tool.
Vamos a oír los martillos, las hachas de instrumentos de hierro.
When those stones are cut out of the original rock.
Cuando aquellas piedras están siendo cortadas y sacadas de la grande roca.
When they were in the dark place near Gólgota.
Cuando estaban en un lugar oscuro, cerca del Gólgota.
You will find tears there.
Vamos a encontrar lágrimas.
You will find suffering there.
Vamos a encontrar sufrimiento allí.
But remember, when every living stone are cut.
Are
prepared.
Están
now, when they move to the Mount Moriah proper, so when these stones are being built up together, and we are told that there's no more voice of hammer, axe, and iron tool. Now, this is very important picture. We are living stones. Cut out of that huge living stone. And being built up as a spiritual house. Brothers and sisters, now what is the message behind this picture? How the Church of God, a Church of Christ, will be built? The Lord said, I will build my church. Now it was Peter who gave us the details here. Then we discover. On one hand, because Christ died for us on the cross. Do you see that? And then that rock has been cleft for us. And then church is
born.
That's one side of the story. On the other side of the story. Now we are also living stones. So, brothers and sisters, and when we were saved, actually, we were cut out of that original rock. For that reason, we share the same life with Christ. Do you see that? Do you see that? Now that's very important. But then, how this living stone can prepare well? So remember, it's always in the dark. It is always outside of the human's eye. Near the cross, near Golgotha. Then the Holy Spirit is working in our life. Through the working of the cross, He prepared our living stones. You see that? We were cut out of that rock. But then we belong to different shapes. So Holy Spirit has worked in our life. Especially in our daily life. All the brothers and sisters, they are living stones. They're in secret. Holy Spirit is working in every one of us. Now, through the working of the cross, apply the same principle of the cross. Now, when the working of the cross works deeply in our life, then all all these rocks are being prepared.
Entonces, todos estos troncos están siendo preparados.
Yes.
Sí.
While we're going through the preparation,
vamos a esta preparación,
you hear the hammer's voice, hammer's sound.
You
heard the sound of axe. You heard the iron tool. Much conflicts. Much tears, much sufferings. My brothers and sisters, that when we are in our daily life, you discover that's what Holy Spirit is doing today with every one of us.
And
when we are together, when we come together as a church, what does that mean? That means every soul are prepared already. We already learned our lessons. And then, because then, but don't forget how these stones can come together. By the grace of God. They are in the high places. But if they have to be together, they have to fly from the high place to lower place. So every time when the church gathers together, what does that mean? By the grace of God, we all sliding from our throne to the very low place. When you greet your brother and sister, you are no longer at your throne. You are no longer a doctor. You are no longer a professor. You are no longer an engineer. Do you see that? Every one of us no longer in that place. By the working of the cross, we are getting lower and lower and lower. And because we are all getting lower, then you discover your brother. Your brother discover you. Do you understand? Now this is very important. Now if you are so important, yes, God has done something in your life. But you are too important. You always remain in a high place. You are always alone. You are not going to meet the other brothers and sisters. So remember, when the house is being built, then the Holy Spirit is working deeply in every one of us. And we're getting lower and lower. When we gather together, brothers and sisters, as a church, we have been sliding, into the lowest place. The church is such a place that you can never get lower. And by this way, we are being built as a church of God. So brothers, now you discover this rock and this piece of stone can be fit together. Otherwise, even we are saved, I am my shape, he has his shape. Now my shape, this shape will hurt him. His shape also will hurt me. But thank the Lord. It is by the working of the cross. All the corner has been cut. Brothers and sisters, we had to be cut by the working of the cross. Everything will be prepared. So brothers, when you come together, you don't hear the sound of iron tools, no more hammer,
So, brothers, when you get together, you are not use your hammer to hurt your brothers. Or use your axe. Or use your iron tool. Now, that's what happened to the world. So, when the church becomes the world, then they fight. Then you heard the sound of hammer. But brothers, every time when we come together, now you understand. Because Holy Spirit has worked deeply in our life. Then each one of us will have some weight. The weight of Christ. It is not your weight, nor my weight. And because of that weight, you don't need cement. You know, sometimes people have to use cement. Then you have to use method. That's why they have to go to Singapore. They go to Korea. They go to the United States. In what way we may put brothers and sisters together? We learn to have some cement, put them together. You read this book and that book will tell you how can church will grow in number. How can we become mega church? You see, in order to have a mega church, you have to use cement. In the United States, there was a mega church. They want to get the people there. But the world do not want to go to the church. So what can they do? So then they rent the part of their building to
McDonald's.
Now Christ cannot attract the people. But at least McDonald's hamburger can attract people. So brothers, today our flesh can tend to use all kinds of cement to put the brothers and sisters together. You can do that. That's your work. That's not the house of God. Our Lord said, I will build my church upon this rock. So brothers, now you understand. Every brother, every sister, even he or she not well educated, even they are very, very poor, even they are very humble, but don't forget, because the work of the Holy Spirit in him or in her, and you discover here you find a great spiritual way. And because of that, we are being built up. This is the church of Christ. Christ has been. So, brothers, now you understand. As a co-worker of Christ, brothers and sisters, yes, because we know the will of God, we definitely have to collaborate with our Lord. But at first, you have to have the blueprint of God's building. That's how Christ built his church. So brothers, now you understand. When we help our brothers and sisters, before they come to the meeting, not after they come to the meeting. You know, sometimes we are occupied with the thinking. When these brothers, they are here, now we have to teach them how to sing the song, how to worship, how to break the bread, how to study the Bible. They are not prepared. You see that? And because of that, we are not doing something according to revelation of God. Actually, before they come to the meeting, they already been prepared in a porridge, in their home, in their office, in their work. So, brothers, that's where the teaching ought to come in. We only teach people when we gather together. What should we do? But no. Remember, when the temple is being built on Mount Moriah, no hammer, no hammer, no axe.
No,
no iron tool. So, brothers and sisters, you see that? That's our problem. We use our hammer in the meeting. We try to help brothers and sisters. We try to build that. No, brothers and sisters. If these brothers and sisters, they don't love the Lord, and then they only begin to love the Lord when they come to the meeting. Then, when they go home, they become a different person. Then that's our great failure. You may get 1,000 people. You may get 2,000 people. Now, how heavy is each person? How can we be built together without cement? Now you see that? Cement reference artificial work. How you gather brothers and sisters together? So we begin to think. We begin to design. Now, brothers and sisters, the way is very simple. If we really govern by the word of the Lord, by the vision of the Lord, the Lord says, I will build my church. After we believe the Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit dwell in our spirit. Christ is our light. Now, brothers, then if you let the light lit, if we really live out that light, and if we really let the working of the cross do deeply in our life, no longer I.
No más yo,
but Christ who lives in me.
Pero Cristo que vive.
Now, brother, then you discover these living still are prepared. We are living still.
Nosotros somos tierras vivas.
We build up together. Every time when we gather together, we are ready to slide from high place to low place. And then we are being built up. Is this just theory? I would like to testify for brothers and sisters in China for many, many years. By the grace of the Lord, they have seen this wonderful life. So remember, when they gather together, Holy Spirit already done much work. Do you see that? And many of them, they are just farmers. They don't know much. Just like my mother-in-law. And she just cannot read newspaper.
Newspaper.
However, she's able to read it in the Bible. The same word. If you put in newspaper, she cannot recognize it. If in the Bible, she understands it. Now every time when I talk to her, and the Holy Spirit works deeply in that dear sister. You see, brothers, then when these farmers, when these miners, when these workers, when they come together, now, brothers, they already learned their lesson. Each one has their weight. Then when they come together, each one had its own contribution. So brothers, that's how the Church of Christ built in China. For many years. Now enemy tried to destroy the work of God. But our Lord said, I will build my church upon this rock. The gate of Hades will not prevail against it. For many years of storm. Now, brother and sister, you discover the church you go on. Many people got saved. If you ask me, what method they have? They don't have method. All they have is the word of God. So brothers, the work is the work of God.
La obra es la obra de Dios.
The blueprint is the blueprint of God.
El plan de Dios.
The method is the method of God.
El método es el método de Dios.
And cross is the only method of God.
Y la cruz es el único método de Dios.
So, brother,
Pablo dijo,
I know nothing but Christ and Him crucified.
Yo no conozco nada, pero solamente Cristo y Cristo crucificado.
How can we work with Christ?
¿Cómo podemos nosotros
How can we become co-workers with Christ?
¿Cómo podemos nosotros tornarnos co-obreros con Cristo?
It is very simple.
Muy sencillo, hermano.
Remember, if you know how Christ worked out His work, then we know how to collaborate with our Lord. Then the church will be built. I think I have only have 10 minutes left. I will do quickly about the body of Christ. According to the letter to the Ephesians. Now church is also the body of Christ. As far as the Father is concerned,
the
church is the house of God.
La iglesia es la casa de Dios.
As far as our Lord is concerned, now the church is the body of Christ.
La iglesia es el cuerpo de Cristo.
Now I think we all know the truth.
Y yo pienso que todos nosotros sabemos la verdad.
But now, what is the relationship between the work and the church?
Pero, ¿cuál es la relación entre la obra y la iglesia?
So now let's turn to chapter 4.
Ahora vamos a abrir en Efesios, la carta de los Efesios,
chapter 4,
capítulo 4.
Chapter 4,
capítulo 4.
Let's read from verse 11. He gave some as apostles, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as pastors and teachers.
Y él mismo constituyó a unos apóstoles, a otros profetas, a otros evangelistas, a otros pastores y maestros.
Now these are the workers of God.
Estos son los obreros de Dios.
Now what is the relationship between the worker and the church?
Ahora, ¿cuál es el relacionamiento entre el obrero y la iglesia?
Verse 12.
Verso 12.
For the equipping of the saints for the work of service to the building up of the body.
A fin de perfeccionar a los santos para la obra del ministerio, para la edificación del cuerpo de Cristo.
Now, from the best translation we can obtain.
Ahora, de la mejor traducción de la Biblia que podemos tener.
According to Bible scholars.
Acuerdo con los teólogos bíblicos.
Now, if we read this phrase carefully.
Si nosotros leemos esta frase cuidadosamente.
Now, the workers of Christ.
Ahora, los obreros de Cristo.
They are supposed to equip the saints for the work of service.
Se supone que ellos deben perfeccionar o equipar los santos para la obra.
Now, what is this work of service?
Ahora, ¿qué es esta obra?
To the building up of the body of Christ.
Para la edificación del cuerpo de Cristo.
So here we find the relationship between the work and the church.
Entonces aquí encontramos la relación entre la obra y la iglesia.
Now, as the workers of Christ.
Ahora como obreros de Cristo.
Now it is our duty.
Es nuestro deber.
To equip all the saints for the work of service.
Equipar a los santos para la obra del ministerio.
That means we should help them to grow.
Eso significa nosotros tenemos que ayudarlos a crecer.
Now, when they really mature in Christ, when they gain the weight from Christ, and then they were involved with the work of service. And God, there is only one work. And God has only one work. And what work is that? The building up of the body of Christ.
La edificación del cuerpo de Cristo.
So you see, brothers and sisters, because all the saints are members of the body of Christ.
Todos los santos son miembros del cuerpo de Cristo.
Now, only when they are perfected,
solamente cuando ellos son perfeccionados,
we have to equip them,
nosotros tenemos que equiparlos,
then each member will fulfill its function.
Cada miembro va a cumplir su función.
Now, some saint has the function of the hand.
Entonces, algunos de los santos tienen la función de la mano.
So we need to equip that hand.
Entonces, nosotros tenemos que equipar esa mano.
Then that hand will fulfill its function.
Para que aquella mano pueda cumplir su función.
So do you understand?
Entonces,
now, how the church of body being built up?
¿Cómo la iglesia está siendo edificada con el cuerpo?
It means everybody is functioning.
Significa todos están funcionando.
So when everybody is functioning,
cuando todos están funcionando,
now this body is being built up.
Este cuerpo está siendo edificado.
We know someone has been paralyzed.
Nosotros sabemos que alguien ha sido paralizado.
What does that mean?
¿Qué significa eso?
One half of his member does not work.
La mitad de su cuerpo, sus miembros no trabajan.
This body is paralyzed.
Este es un cuerpo paralizado.
So you see that? Every member ought to be living.
Cada miembro tiene que ser vivo.
Every member ought to be functioning.
Cada miembro debe estar funcionando.
By this way,
forma,
build up the body of Christ.
Edificando el cuerpo de Cristo.
So now it's very clear. Now, as a worker of Christ,
como obrero de Cristo,
we try to help the member to function.
Nosotros intentamos ayudar a los miembros a funcionar.
Now, when the members are functioning,
cuando los miembros están funcionando,
then the body is being built up.
Entonces el cuerpo está siendo edificado.
Do you understand? So this is very important.
Muy importante.
Now, as the workers of Christ,
ahora, como obreros de Cristo,
what are we are doing?
¿Qué estamos nosotros haciendo?
Just like when you build a house, build a huge building.
Es como uno que está edificando un gran predio.
Before you do that,
antes de hacer eso,
you have some wooden structure inside it.
Una estructura de madera,
and this structure is for you to build the house.
Y esta estructura es para que podamos edificar.
Now, when the house is built,
cuando la casa está construida,
you don't need that wooden structure anymore.
Usted no necesita aquella estructura de madera.
So our work is to build that wooden structure.
Nuestra obra es construir esta estructura de madera.
That the body of Christ will be built up. That everybody is functioning. Now, if we don't do that, now every member becomes very lazy. Every member is on strike.
Cada miembro está de huelga.
Then his whole body is paralyzed.
Entonces el cuerpo está paralizado.
Then the whole body becomes a burden to the worker of Christ.
Entonces el cuerpo se torna una carga para los obreros.
Sometimes you work 24 hours.
Entonces usted trabaja 24 horas.
But the need is so great.
Pero la necesidad es tan grande.
You're exhausted.
Usted está agotado.
You become nervous.
Usted está nervioso.
Because you have so many brothers and sisters.
Hay tantos hermanos y hermanas.
But don't forget, you only teach them.
You
never help them to grow up. When they come to the meeting, they are very passive. But you sing, then they sing with you. They become passive. They don't study their Bible. They don't pray. But every Sunday they will come together. Yes, you have 1,000 people. 2,000, but the brothers and sisters, and you discover all these members are not functioning. If they are functioning, you no longer burden. Just like you serve the old grandma and grandpa at home. Because they cannot move, so you have to bear their burden. Now, if we are doing that, then you discover that all the workers will be crushed. Let us remember. Only God is able to perform the work of God.
Solamente Dios es capaz de hacer la obra de Dios.
So if we follow the rule of God's working,
entonces si nosotros violamos la regla de la operación de Dios,
we may be busy.
Nos podemos estar muy
we may be diligent.
Podemos ser muy diligentes.
We may be faithful.
Podemos ser muy fieles.
But we are not unlimited.
Pero no somos ilimitado.
We are limited in our power.
Somos
we are limited in our time. We are limited in our strength. So, brother, now you see that? The secret is this. Our mission is to equip all the saints. It's equipped of faith for the work of the service. So when every member becomes active, then they are involved with one work. To the building up of the body. So brother, then when you finish your work, they don't need you anymore. Do you see that? Because the body of Christ can function by itself. Then this is the time for you move to another city. For you go to another field. So who is the most successful servant of God? After equipping all the saints for the work. Now everybody is working. Now there's no room for him to work. Now he becomes jobless. Now this servant of God is most successful. So brothers, this is a wonderful secret. So remember, the purpose of God is the body of Christ. So brothers, when the body of Christ is filled up, we ought to be satisfied. So now you can see who is greater, the body of Christ or the workers of God. Yes, we work with God, but let us remember our work is for the church. The church, never for the workers. If you make church working for the workers,
obreros,
that every Sunday,
the church
will offer you a platform for you to preach.
La iglesia va a ofrecer una plataforma para usted predicar.
You are being built up.
Ustedes están siendo edificados.
Not the church.
No la iglesia.
So let us remember.
Tenemos que acordarnos.
The church is always greater than the workers.
La iglesia es siempre mayor que los obreros.
Because God has only one way.
Porque Dios tiene solamente uno.
Our Lord said, I will build my
church.
Now the body of Christ ought to be built up. So thank the Lord. What is our mission? What is our work? Whether apostles, apostles,
sea apóstoles,
or prophets,
or profetas,
or evangelists,
or evangelistas,
or pastors,
or pastores,
or teachers,
or maestros.
No matter in what capacity or function you are in,
no es importante en cuál capacidad o función usted está trabajando.
The word of God is very clear.
La palabra de Dios es muy clara.
We ought to equip all the saints for the work of the Spirit.
Nosotros tenemos que capacitar y equipar a los santos para la obra del ministerio.
To the building up of the body of
Christ. Para la edificación del cuerpo de Cristo.
We as a worker,
nosotros como obreros,
are indirectly involved with the building up of the body.
Estamos indirectamente involucrados con la edificación.
All the members of the body of Christ,
todos los miembros del
all the saints,
todos los santos,
they are involved with the building up of the body directly.
Ellos están involucrados con la edificación del cuerpo directamente.
Do you see that?
O sea, no,
but you are one of the saints.
Pero usted es uno de los santos.
So you are also involved with that word directly.
Usted también está involucrado con esta obra directamente.
But you're only one of the brothers.
Pero usted es solamente uno de los hermanos.
You're only one of the sisters.
Uno solamente de las hermanas.
Do you understand? But as far as the workers are concerned, we are equipping of the saints for the work of the service.
Nosotros estamos equipando a los santos para la obra del ministerio del servicio.
Through the building up of the body of
Christ.
I think the word of the Lord, the word of God is so clear. So may the Lord really speak to our hearts. Again I say, I came from China. I know what the Lord has done in China. I have seen from my very eyes. Now what was the secret there?
¿Cuál era el secreto allí?
For more than 50 years,
por más de 50 años,
almost one century,
casi un século,
the Lord is working in that huge land, China. The brother there, they not only receive the revelation, they also see the pattern according to the heaven. So brothers and sisters, even they have many workers, but they only try to equip the saints. You don't know how huge is the land of China. China in the mission of Hudson Taylor. They had about 1,000 missionaries. But brothers and sisters, more than 10,000 cities in the whole land of China. Remember, each missionary, even if he has the ability to work as a 10 persons, it was not impossible for them to evangelize the whole China. But thank the Lord. When the body of Christ being built up, every member, preach their gospel. When then they all go out to preach the gospel. You turn every member of the body into missionary. Now just tell, not the 1,000 missionaries. You have millions of missionaries. For that reason, today one tenth of Chinese population are Christians. How this could be possible? Can you just depend on that 1,000 missionaries? No.
No.
The body of Christ ought to be built up. Then you discover among the 10,000 cities, every city, if there are 2,000 saints there, then each saint becomes missionary. They become active members. So brothers, they are always ready when they come together. That's why the meeting is so rich. Why? Because the unsearchable riches of Christ is here. It is not a theory, brothers. If it works in China, it must work everywhere. If you visit China, in the early time, such a distinction in classes. Majority of people, they are poor. They are not intellectuals. Are you waiting people to go to seminary, then they begin to preach the gospel? They are farmers. They are miners. They are most simple people in the world. But thank the Lord. When the Holy Spirit moved them, they will move the whole China. And finally, you discover in that huge land of China, many people are brought back to Christ. Finally, let me tell you a true story. One day, a missionary in China, before he retreated from China, the persecution came. And then the Red Guard came and burned everything. And also his Bible. So he was very sad that evening. So when sunrise, then he discovered some bee just come through the window. Through the window. Some bee through the window. And then he discovered there is one page of his Bible was not burned. And then he discovered that page is chapter 16 of Matthew. And then there's a phrase. Upon this rock I will build my church. And that missionary wept. But thank the Lord. After he left China, after many years, the whole world knows that. Indeed, Christ built his church. So later he tell everybody, many people. My Bible become very simple. There's only one page. And the message is, the Lord says, upon this rock, I will build my church. May the Lord speak to us. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for this wonderful time.
It is a privilege that we may encourage one another. Speak to our heart, Lord. We pray for your testimony in this land. We pray for the workers of Christ in this land. May we learn the secret of God's work. May we learn the law of God's work. May we follow your steps. In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.